Changes to Humboldt County's sign ordinance, directed by the state's Coastal Commission, reignited a familiar debate among the Board of Supervisors on the balance between the region's scenic beauty and the business value of billboard advertising. Approved in a close vote at the October 7th Supervisors meeting, the changes are to the coastal version of the ordinance and mostly focus on its consistency with the state's Coastal Act. But the board's discussion quickly moved away from the technicalities of the edits to the ideological divide over the importance of billboards. Supervisor Rex Bone voiced the strongest opposition to the spirit of the ordinance, arguing that continuously striking down advertising options is unfair to local businesses.
I understand where this is all coming from and everything else, and it's not that I love billboards. It's just I can't find any of the businesses that advertise on them saying it's the worst thing I've ever done, because some of these billboards have been held by the same companies for 10, 20 years. They've been there 50 years, and we talked earlier about, you know, it'd be nice when our society could pay for all health care, you know, but child care and all those things, but it takes private enterprise, private entrepreneurial money to do all that. It's not all going to come from the government. So we keep striking out at small businesses and businesses and, you know, local businesses everywhere we can, and it just gets to be pretty trying on the business community. I've heard from enough of them on this one.
Board Chair Michelle Bushnell would also vote against the changes, saying her decision was a reflection of, quote, difficulties that we are already having with the sign ordinance in her Southern Humboldt district. A key issue is whether there's a divide between the Outdoor Advertising Act, or ODA, and the California Coastal Act. Supervisor Mike Wilson, who is a member of the Coastal Commission, strongly supported the commission's changes, noting the purpose of the ODA.
The ODA was a requirement from the federal government as part of the Federal Highways Act. Federal Highways Act was to, in response to specifically billboards across the United States, the proliferation, and then there was a response that it was to specifically move billboards away from natural areas into commercial areas, if there were to be at all. Many states and even counties within this state have complete bans on and don't have billboards per se in the way that we might think of it. But then the ODA itself was put into existence for this same purpose, which was to remove and move billboards from natural areas and agricultural areas and open space. So I just want to say that's it's not just to regulate them in their existing construct. It's actually to eventually see their removal from those view sheds and those natural areas and those impacts.
Supervisor Natalie Arroyo pointed out that four states, Alaska, Hawaii, Maine, and Vermont, have outright bans on billboards, yet, quote, small businesses and large businesses presumably still flourish there. She argued that billboards are not necessarily a defining factor for success with today's consumers. But Supervisor Steve Madrone suggested there's a middle ground between the seemingly competing interests.
Well, in regards to public access issues, I would note that the Bay Trail, South Bay Trail, that was just completed, veered around an existing sign in order to allow that sign to continue to exist. And it veered up onto the railroad right-of-way. It's the only place on the entire right-of-way from Arcadia to Eureka where the trail actually veers up onto the railroad berm and on the right-of-way there. So I thought that was a great compromise. You know, it was available. Why not veer around it? It works for now. I don't think the train's coming back anytime soon. So it's just an example of where, you know, by coastal ordinance, if this was in place at that time, the sign would have had to go and get out of the way of the access, right? But I like what they did. You know, they worked with it, and that was a good compromise, I thought, that maintained the sign but also allowed for the trail.
The Coastal Commission's most effectual changes include adding provisions to prohibit signs that interfere with public views or public access inconsistent with the Coastal Act policies, and removing most references to the ODA so the Coastal Act language prevails. The changes were approved in a 3-2 vote, with Bone and Bushnell voting against them. In Eureka for KMUD News, this is Daniel Mintz.